A controversial land-based salmon farm proposed in Belfast won three key state environmental permits today. But as Fred Bever reports, opponents say they are far from giving up.
The Nordic Aquafarms facility would produce 30,000 metric tons of salmon a year at a roughly 55-acre campus near Belfast Bay. In the process, it would draw about 5,200 gallons of fresh and salt water a minute and discharge some 7.7 million gallons of filtered wastewater into the bay. In an online meeting, the Board of Environmental Protection approved permits for impacts on air and water quality, including discharges to the bay, but not without conflict.
We have been denied the right to supplement the record, whereas Nordic has been allowed to supplement this record repeatedly since the record allegedly closed.
Kim Tucker, an attorney who's represented project opponents in various forums, made it clear that the new permits would get an administrative appeal, a first step towards challenging them in court.
Then I have preserved my ability to file this challenge in an ADC. We will be filing an ADC appeal. This process has not been a due process, and I have made my record, and I am done.
Other opponents say that while some 38 specific conditions regulators included in the permits may add an extra layer of protection for the bay, the project is still not as environmentally sensitive as it should be, putting aquaculture farms and human health at risk. Nordic Aquafarms CEO Eric Heim, meanwhile, says he is hopeful that after 3 years of work and with just a handful of other approvals still needed, the project can move toward groundbreaking by spring.
The only reason we are still in Belfast is because elected officials and a lot of support remain in Belfast. So I guess it's hard to make everyone happy every time. But we'll try. We'll keep trying.
An Army Corps of Engineers permit is still pending, while a court battle continues over who owns an intertidal property where Nordic is seeking a crossing easement for its discharge pipe. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.